It's episode 238, and we've got plugins for reminding you about featured images, dashboard redesign, PDFs, login redirects, cart links, and full screen images. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall. With me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. We're going back to old school intro.
Well, you know, sometimes that happens. The brain just slips into automatic mode, and away it goes.
And speaking of old school intros, it sounds like I've got to change the intro because now we're well over 40,000 plugins. So yeah, look for that to come soon.
Imagine it's only been like 2.5 years since you created that intro for us. So,
well, it used to be 20,000.
Yeah, I know.
Then I changed it to 30. Now it's 40. Mm-hmm. Should I do 50 while I'm at it?
Maybe just thousands,
keep it in the can.
There you go. All right. Well, we've got the usual great show for you today. But don't forget, right off the top, you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio, giving us a review and some thumbs up, and on the iTunes Store, leaving us a review there.
That's right. You can actually leave notes in each episode when you're logged into the website of Stitcher, which is pretty cool. I haven't really seen much yet. I think we got one, but pretty cool. iTunes Store, absolutely. Please leave your reviews there. And remember, if you have a website or a design company or things like that and you want to put the link actually in the review, we'll not only read it on the show, but we will also give it to you in show note form, so you'll have a link from our website as well. So we highly suggest you do that. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely, and it is a fantastic link back from our site. Now, of course, usually this is where I do some self-promotion of my business, but at this point in time, I've got something to say to all of you, our loyal fans out there. It seems that I've hit a bit of a crossroads in my life and need to choose a path. After 238 shows and 5 years, and something I've thought long and hard about for the WP Plugins A to Z podcast and website, many of our loyal fans may have noticed the show has been intermittent as of late, and this has been due to many reasons, but mostly due to lack of time for me to be able to focus on the show and website due to my other obligations as a WordPress developer, just keeping food on the table. Yeah, the WordPress Plugins A to Z show is free, always will be, but it takes time to produce. And well, my time is a valuable resource. So this is why I and Marcus, we're going to be making an appeal to all of you, our loyal fan base, and everyone else out there to support the WP Plugins A to Z podcast and website. We bring you valuable material, tips, the best plugins, and so much more. So starting in mid-December, we're going to be kicking off a Kickstarter campaign to raise funds to turn WP Plugins into a full-time process. So please look for that information. It'll be over at wppluginsa2z.com/Kickstarter, where I will keep you all apprised and up to date about what is happening with it. Thank everyone for out there to listening to us.
Absolutely. And John, that's something that, you know, you and I have been talking about a lot of different projects that we'd like to do. Different things that all revolve around WordPress plugins. And it's one of the fastest growing parts of WordPress is plugins.
Absolutely.
So naturally, if you're a WordPress developer, you have some vested interest in making sure that John and I can do some of the things that we really want to do, because it's going to grow the community of WordPress plugins even further. There is really no good source to talk about plugins with each other, or even in the review system itself in the repository stinks.
Yeah, it's very limited. And we're going to be offering up a place for developers to showcase their stuff and people to talk about them. So there's
absolutely
a lot, there's a lot in the can. Little things I've been trying to accomplish, little things I've been trying to bring to light, but it's time. It's all about time, folks.
That's it. So, yeah, go to wppluginsa-z.com/Kickstarter.
Thank you all. And this week here, news, well, sometime over the next couple weeks, or maybe by the time this show airs, WordPress 4.4 will have dropped.
Flying cars are finally here.
Flying cars are here. So they say. We're going to see how well they work.
I'm really looking forward to the taxonomy metadata, the responsive images. Yeah.
The responsive images, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, and the start of the REST API. I mean, that's the whole thing I'm looking for. Also, I've been noticing a lot of attention around this new automatic development called Calypso.
I recently caught some of that information.
It is going to be a desktop version of WordPress.
This is going to be interesting.
So you can export right from your desktop version of WordPress offline, you know, and export it and then just upload it to your site. And there you go. You can work on themes. You can work on plugins.
This could be a major game changer for WordPress.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to go Java anyway, right? Yeah. So they're trying to get out of PHP. And this is a big step towards that because you can get the direct user experience down. And this is interesting because I noticed that more and more I'm seeing sites built in Wix and Squarespace and things like that. So yeah. Automatic needs to step up the game, and it looks like 4.4 in combination with Calypso is really going to make a huge difference.
Well, we shall see. All right. We have anything else on the agenda here?
No, I think that's plenty of news for now. That's pretty blockbuster.
Right, then let's jump into the meat and potatoes. All right. Well, for this episode here, the first plugin I've got for you is called Featured Image Reminder. This is a simple plugin, helps you out quite a bit. If you run a website or you have people placing content for you, you realize that the featured image has become a core component of many themes now. They use that featured image to display stuff all over the site and in different areas. When you're showcasing snippets of your articles and posts, you need that featured image for good layout and good display. And of course, we know images sell everything. Well, one of the things that often happens is that you'll forget the featured image. That happens to me from time to time. I'm doing things. I post it. I go look back a little while later and go, oh, damn, forgot that featured image. Got to go back and redo it. This plugin solves that problem for you. All you do is install it, turn it on, and then what happens if you try to post it and it doesn't have a featured image, it pops a pop-up in front of you. It says, this post does not have a featured image. Are you sure you want to continue? Great reminder, very simple step. If you get the featured image, it doesn't come up, it just posts. So good plugin, very simple, straightforward. And I gave this a 4 Dragon rating. Featured image reminder.
That's nice. I know a client site, I'm going to put that on.
Yeah, I've put it on a couple client sites because I got tired of the complaints.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, the first one for me is something interesting because, John, you probably use WordFence and all of those other things that alert you in terms of potential unauthorized logins, right? They're right. Trying to guess a name, password, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have a site that I built for someone else, and it was a friend, and they kept emailing me all these like login requests. So I found this plugin. It's called Unauthorized Login Redirect. And actually what it does is it hides your WP login and your WP admin, and it gives you the option to just create your own custom URL of what you want to put in its place.
Nice.
So you could put, you know, your blog.com/John Loves Ice Cubes. And that's your new WP admin, right? So they have to figure it out. So you can put a crazy string of characters in there if you wanted to. Pretty neat. For my personal stuff, I use Clef, so I don't even have a password, but or WP admin or any of that stuff. But for this particular one, I didn't want to have to put them through using Clef. and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Useful plugin. All right. The next one I've got here for you is a premium plugin. It costs a mere $15. It's called Material WP. It's Material Design Dashboard Theme. And what this one's done is, if you're tired of that same old look in the WordPress theme, I know you can go in there and change the colors and change the theme, but it's still the same basic layout and look and feel on every one of them. And if you want something that is different, well, check out this plugin. Material WP, just activating it, all of a sudden you've got this big, clean, crisp, bright theme in front of you where things are a little bit easier to read and a few things are moved, so you got to look a little bit. But once you get adjusted to it, it's very nice. It's adjustable. You can adjust all the colors. It gives you a new header up top, adjust the way the header works, puts a different admin menu on the front end for you. It allows you, if you don't like the order of all those menu items, you can drag and drop them to the order you like, putting your most used ones up top, the least used stuff at the bottom, move it around. If you don't like that menu over there on the left-hand side and you're a right-hand menu kind of person, well, move the menu to the right-hand side. This is a very nice plugin. And the author who sent it in to us was Andre Duque, and thanks a lot for sending it in to us. And this here plugin, I was surprised. I didn't expect it to be so good, but they hit it right out of the park with a 5 dragon rating.
Now, you know me, John. Yeah. What's the first thing I'm going to think of? What can a designer or developer use this for?
Oh, add their own custom codes and logo.
not just theirs, the clients. Yes. You want to talk about branding a CMS.
That's, and that's what this allows you to do, too, is brand it to yourself, too.
Yeah. Okay, so that's pretty cool. You can either brand it as your own firm or brand it for the client, which would be neat, too, to have that kind of a touch to it, especially if people are going to be contributing posts or things like that. I think that's pretty important. So that's a really nice submission. So thank you very much to the developer for sending that our way.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Andre. Actually, Arindo. Arindo. Arindo.
There you go.
Sooner or later, I get the names correctly. It takes me a little while.
There you go.
Sorry for brutalizing your names, guys.
So this next plugin is called Cart Links for WooCommerce. And actually what this does is it allows you to pre-populate a cart and then just basically get a link for that fully populated cart. And then if you're going to do email campaigns and things, you can send that link. And then it will automatically put them into a cart with all of those items in it already.
Nice.
So that's really nice if you're going to do bonuses or any of that kind of stuff, bundles, and you want to predetermine it. And I was thinking about this a little bit. What if you were selling clothing and you just took an image of a model wearing all your stuff and then you said, if you want this complete look, just click right here and all the stuff will be in the cart?
There's a sweet way of doing it.
Yeah. Or any kind of set like that, matching set of anything, you know, put a little, maybe a better price in there or something like that. But this is a really cool plugin. It's called Cart Links for WooCommerce, and I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Very sweet. That's nice. There's lots of uses for that.
I love tons.
That. All right. The final plugin I've got for you here today is called WP PDF, and it too is a premium plugin, although I didn't grab the price on it. It was sent in to us by Eric Kilou, and this one here allows you to host your own PDF documents on your website, and it works very well. If what you do is, it uses custom post types. You upload the PDF, attach an image to it, and then it uses a short code to paste that into a poster page. Now, the one limitation I found with it was it didn't actually embed the PDF document into the page like I was hoping. But what it does do is it creates a link with the image you upload. So you'd make sure you upload the first page of the PDF or something relevant. When they click on that, it opens up a new window, and it opens up the PDF document in a flipbook viewer to allow it to turn into like a digital magazine. as you can flip through it. But it is all PDF, so they can print pages, they can scroll in and out, they can zoom, everything that a normal PDF document does. But it's a very nice, slick way of putting the PDFs in there. If it had embedded them directly in the page, it would have earned a 5 for me, but as it is, it gets a 4 Dragon rating for WP PDF. Check it out.
There are ways, by the way, that you can upload PDFs and it will automatically generate that thumbnail. So yeah. I don't know why they didn't include that. And I think it's kind of weird form to have to make stuff custom post types. It should allow you to do that within the editor and actually absorb that custom post type as you make it new in your editor.
It should, but this is the way it was done. And it
no, I understand.
Well. It's just one extra step.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But if the developer's listening, there's your way to make it gold right there.
There you go.
So finally, John, I've got one called Full Screen Images. And we've seen in certain, you know, online shopping and e-commerce sites and things where you can click on something and it shows you full screen, but it makes it, you know, full size image, but it makes it kind of in the light box.
Yep.
Well, this plugin actually makes it full screen. Huh. Like just like as if you were hitting a YouTube video and making it full screen and it absolutely takes over everything.
Yeah.
This is a full screen image, but here's the deal. You can use like a mega, imagine if you're using a huge blueprint image. Mm-hmm. You could actually do it full screen and then your mouse or your touch screen kind of moves the entire image around. So you can have a very, very high resolution photograph.
Right.
And be able to see it full screen and pull it around as if you were looking on photos on your iPad.
Nice.
Yeah, very cool. Now, the only thing is it's really tricky to get this thing to work because it has this mandatory attribute that it needs like a source or data image or an href that it needs to point to the image file. Mm-hmm. But it works pretty well because you then take that image and just use like a basic low res version or thumbnail on your post, and then it opens up to the really high resolution version, which again is tricky to set up, but it does work very, very well once you do. So I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. It sounds like it can be quite useful. So
especially that's something that in e-commerce I've never seen anybody with a full display like that. And believe me, if you own a jewelry store and you can put a huge image of that ring or that,
you sell that jewelry
diamond, yeah, or food, mm-hmm. you know, if you're a restaurant or something like that, or, you know, a beer and look at it really close, I don't know.
Anything that people want to look at up close like they can touch it.
Definitely. So that's a great plugin. Again, it's called Full Screen Images.
All right. And no discussion this week, so what I covered up in this episode is the featured image reminder, which I gave a 4 to. The material WP changed out that admin dashboard to something you really like. I gave a 5 to. And the WP PDF, placer on your site, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about unauthorized login redirect, which I gave a 4. Cart links for WooCommerce, gave that one a 5 out of 5. And full screen images got a 4 out of 5.
All right. And we're going to skip the commercial for a few episodes. And we're going to remind you to go check out the Kickstarter information to support this show, help turn it into a full-time gig, and turn it into one fantastic show and website that many people can use. So stop in at wppluginsaz.com/Kickstarter.
That's right. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can follow me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh